Welcome to med school.
Dr. Jean Sumner is the dean of Mercer University School of Medicine. On this day, she stands before 24 high school students. Why?
We don't have enough applicants from rural Georgia. We're really trying to look for ways to build up our applicant pool from those areas, because those are the kids we want. We need to develop a farm team.
Farm team takes added meaning when you consider the audience comes from 4-H clubs in southeast Georgia. It's a first for Mercer and the state 4-H organization, giving rural kids a taste of what it's like to be in medical school. From simulating doctor-patient conversations.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kelly. I'll be helping you out today.
To learning how to test a reflex.
You're hitting the tendon here, okay? Mm-hmm. And then it's...
Don't be shy.
After she taps the knee, McKinley Cranford explains her hope to serve her hometown as a pediatrician.
Just helping people that I've always known, and then like my friends, kids, and people like that that come back to Cochrane, then I'd want to help them.
Laura Harker is healthcare policy analyst for the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She likes the Mercer 4-H recruitment effort, but...
It's really important to focus on the current issues with rural hospitals and clinics that they're facing with having to care for so many people living in poverty or who are uninsured and not able to pay for care.
That can lead to rural hospitals in shaky financial condition, and that can make small towns unattractive to doctors. So Mercer is thinking outside the box, seeking out kids who already know rural life really well and hopefully like it enough to want to go back after college. Frank Carter is on the Georgia 4-H Foundation's board of directors. He's also a physician practicing in Waynesboro, population 5,800.
So that is the beauty of this program, and where we hope it sticks, is that you get rural youth that understand small towns and like small towns and will live in a small town.
People like Nick Morrow.
I'm going back home. I'm from a small town in northwest Georgia, and that's where I'm going back to.
Morrow is a current medical student at Mercer. When he graduates, he wants to practice near Cartersville. Morrow says young people in rural areas need help to see what's possible in healthcare.
There's plenty of children in these small towns, just like me, that have the aptitude to do these things. It's just sometimes they don't end up doing that with their life because they don't have a clear path in front of them. Their dads and moms aren't doctors and lawyers. You know, they come from a rural background.
Morrow is just the kind of person Mercer hopes to find through the 4-H. To help, the medical school has set aside a $35 million state grant for scholarships to any medical student, 4-H or not, willing to work in a rural setting. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.